Vignette number 65 from Zen is Right Here, teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. As Suzuki Roshi was walking out of the building to meet his ride to Los Altos, a woman at the top of the steps called out to the driver, "You be careful now. We don't want to lose our treasure." Suzuki turned, made a loud smack with his hands, and called out, "No more!" He threw his head back and laughed and continued to laugh as the car drove off. That's from Mark Abrams. It happened at the City Center in San Francisco on Page Street in 1970. No more. Well, you know, Dogen, who founded Soto Zen, or is he is called the founder of Soto Zen, I believe he didn't really have in mind founding anything. Or I should say, I don't think he had in mind founding a sect. But of course, he wanted to have successors and thus found a lineage, which he did. He said, "There is no power on heaven or earth to assure that one will be alive in the next moment." Now, That sounds like he didn't believe in fate. I heard Ann Waldman talk recently, and she said a good thing. I mean, she said a lot of good things, but one thing she said, I remember, is that karma is not fate. I thought that was very well said. I also like to say karma is not an outside power. It's not, there is no outside power. I mean, it can be seen that there is, and it can be seen that our life and our death are being controlled by outside powers and outside influences and stuff. And that's true if we look at it from that point of view. But if we look at it from the what Suzuki would call the point of view of reality, it's all coming from, where is it all coming from? This has been a Kyuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dogge Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.